No one likes to see months of hard work wiped out by a stupid mistake. This week, with New York Times Magazine ethicist Randy Cohen, we'll be talking to someone who's trying to remedy just that situation. We have Andy on the line. He wrote this week's letter, and he prefers that we not use his last name. Hello, Andy.
Hi.
And Randy Cohen is also with us from New York. Hi, Randy.
Boy, there's going to be quite a merry mix-up all through this question. Hi, Debbie.
Randy and Andy. So, Andy, what is your question for the ethicist?
Well, I'm a teacher, and another English teacher in my department approached me about a student during the first week of this semester and said that this woman had already taken the class that she was signed up to take with me, and she'd done excellent. She'd made consistent A's. He showed me her grade book of solid A's. But that the business office had botched her tuition payment, and according to a bunch of complicated details that I partially absorbed, she wasn't going to get any credit for the course she took because her tuition came in too late. So this professor asked me if I'd be willing to let her take my class but automatically pass it and not have to show up. I talked to the student and agreed that that would be fine. And then I was not sure if it was morally completely the right thing to do.
Now, Andy, I'm just a little confused about this. I mean, this does not seem to me like it's an issue for you as a professor, but it's an issue that this woman needs to take up with the university administrative office.
I agree. We went and we talked to the chair, and the chair said that if she was going to get credit, we'd have to go through multiple bureaucratic maneuvers and have a committee and get things approved. And he said without that, we shouldn't do it. But I still feel like as a sort of a strike against idiotic bureaucracy, this woman's clearly capable of taking the class. I could tell from the few classes she attended that she's bright, and I just don't see the point of making her retake a basic English class.
Well, I don't see why she would even bother to retake a basic English class. If she's taken it and she's made an A, she should go tell these people, look, here's this professor. I took his class. Here's his grade book. He says I have my A. Fix it on my paperwork.
Absolutely. I think in a bureaucracy-free ideal university, that would be the way to go.
Do you know anything about the mishap?
No, I was told the tuition office received her tuition too late and didn't tell her it was too late, and as a result, she finished the semester and was told on the last day of courses that she wouldn't get credit for any of it.
So, Randy, is this fair to let this student sort of coast through a class because of this bureaucratic snafu?
I hear that note of incredulity in your voice, Debbie, that spells trouble for me. I think Andy has two obligations here, two sets of duties, those to the student and those to the school. This student is certainly entitled to take any class she's capable of and get credit for the work she's done, and the school is entitled to collect tuition in order to survive, and that Andy ought not help a student cheat the school in some way if, in fact, she hasn't actually paid her tuition. But he certainly ought not help the school undermine the student's education. And it seems to me the person who's acted particularly badly here is the chairman, who seems to have just washed his hand of the whole thing. You can't just throw this kid into the maw of the bureaucracy and say, oh, go sort it out. And it isn't entirely fair to jump all over the business office. They screw up. Look, I screw up. Everyone screws up. You have to allow them to make mistakes, too. But there has to be a way to rectify those mistakes, that if she followed all the rules, there's no reason she should lose credit for a whole term of work, and she shouldn't have to sort this out professor by professor. And it's not your obligation to let her sort of work out a maneuver in your class. The first person who should help her now is her advisor. Her advisor is supposed to be advising her, should be looking out for this kid a little bit, and should go sort it out. The second person who should weigh in is your chairman, who just said, gee, that's tough. We'd have to have a committee meeting. I would fire your chairman if I had the authority to do that. And I would appoint a cocker spaniel, but that's just, you know, part of a crazy plan of mine about education reform. Someone has to go help this kid at the business office, and it really isn't your duty. And I don't like this kind of shady maneuvering around. You guys have got to look out for her, and you have to go to the chairman and ask the chairman to look out for her, and you have to help her go to her advisor. The people that should be looking out for this kid are failing her.
It just seems to me there's part of the story here that's missing. That would help shed a little light on why you find yourself in this predicament.
Yeah. I think my fear of bureaucracy, I think if I looked further into the business office and found out more concretely what had gone wrong and how to fix it, I could deal with it better. I just haven't done that homework yet.
I certainly yield to no one in being terrified by bureaucracy, but it may be one of your professional obligations, and as so often is the case with folks who call in here, is sometimes their ethical conundrums become a bit clearer when they simply have more information.
Andy, thank you for writing to us.
Thank you for your advice.
If you'd like some advice from the ethicist, please write to us. Go to our website, npr.org, click on Contact Us, and select Weekend All Things Considered. Put the word ethics in the subject line, and please don't forget to include a phone number where we can reach you. Randy, thanks as always.
I always enjoy it, Debbie.